station sponsor.
Yes, they are a great station sponsor, Polar Bear Bakery, as is National Workplace Safety. This show is proudly brought to you by. And we have on the phone our, well, she's got a new title, but she's still a wonderful person, Steph Kakaris. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Brett, Rob and Phil.
Good morning, Steph.
Morning, Steph.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. We had my son's grade 6 graduation last night.
Wow.
Did he graduate?
Grade 6?
Yeah, grade 6. He's off to high school next year.
Oh.
Really lovely night. And he grooved on the dance floor.
Did he?
He's a bit of a star.
Oh, he's got your moves, has he, Steph? Not Pete's?
My moves.
Yeah.
Definitely not Pete's.
Oh, fantastic. And he's looking forward to it, is he?
He's really looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be fabulous.
When did they start having graduations for grade 6? Because when I left grade 6, it was like, get out of here.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Get out of here, have Christmas, and then go back to a new school next year.
Have they had it for a while? Graduations?
I'm not a child, Brett, so I don't really know. But I know that at our school, they've always done it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But it's getting bigger and bigger. You know, we had it at Melrose Receptions.
Oh.
Went out to the Melrose Receptions in Tullamarine. They did a wonderful job. It was a lovely night.
Oh, look, I went out there two or three times for a couple of police functions over the years. And I remember getting there. That was about it. But now, this morning...
A very checkered
real
past.
Checkered.
Yeah, you haven't heard half of it. Now, Steph, this morning... You're going to make us feel happy. Happier than we are than talking to you.
Yes. So this is a conversation that should be had more often, and we don't talk about it very much, but about constructive, healthy ways to feel happy. So there's a chemical in our brain called dopamine that's released when we do something that makes us feel good, and then the chemical makes us feel even better. And this chemical is released when we go shopping and we buy something.
Oh, no.
Must be in the female brain, is it?
It's released when we eat rubbish food, released when we smoke or when we drink alcohol or when we do other behaviours that perhaps aren't quite so good for our health.
It's not released, Steph, does that mean it makes us dopey?
Yeah, something like that.
Just move on, Steph. Just move on.
So most people, when they're feeling a bit low, will go to some kind of a behaviour that's not necessarily in their best interest. So they'll spend money that they don't have or just spend money on wasteful things. Or they'll go for the chocolate or the chips or the KFC and end up putting on a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And would like to suggest that there are lots of other ways that we can...
Please suggest.
Pick me up.
I have pen in hand.
Which is, which are free and are quick and are just as effective. But the media doesn't talk about it because it doesn't cost any money. So, you know, continuously bombarded with advertising and messages. You know, LG, life's good. Coke, life is it. You know, chocolate makes you feel good. Like, it's happiness is associated with this product and that product. So we're just consistently bombarded by these messages to go out and buy stuff because that's what's going to make you feel good. So I thought we'd do a little bit of a brainstorm. So I've
Excellent.
Got a few suggestions here, but I'd love to hear from you guys about
All right.
What would work for you about having a little pick-me-up in, you know, if you're feeling a bit low.
Yep.
So one of the things is really good music.
Oh, absolutely.
So cranking up your stereo or putting the earbuds in on your iPhone and hopping onto YouTube and finding a really uplifting song is and moving your body and to the song is an extra effect. If you're in a place where you can actually dance around your lounge room or you know, skip up the road if you're going onto the tram or something.
Well, that would be perfect with Bluetooth headphones.
Oh, it certainly would.
No wires, no nothing. You can
anything
really
like
dance
that.
Around the floor of the house.
Yep, anything like that. And you know, I've actually got a list of my own feel good songs that I've got.
What's your favourite pick me up song, Steph?
Well, I love Hall of Fame, and This Is Gonna Be the Best Day of My Life. And Sarah
Blasco?
Yeah, no, the other one. The Brave song, How Big Your Brave Is. That's a really good pick-me-up song when I'm feeling a bit fearful. Because my sort of negative emotion that I go to is anxiety. I'm not often sad unless something sad has happened. I don't sort of generally feel sad, but I often feel fearful. And this song about being brave is a really good
one. So this one, Steph? Have you got that one?
Yeah. Do like that one.
Excellent.
Stay with my life.
I do like that one too.
So
yes.
Some other things that any form of exercise releases dopamine. As long as it's, sort of a little bit strenuous. It doesn't have to be, high cardio, but to get your heart rate up a little bit. Spending time in nature.
Oh, I love the ocean.
Walking by the beach, just going to sit on the sand, grounding ourselves in nature is really important because there's more and more research to show that in the cities that we're continuously bombarded with electromagnetic fields. And, Wi-Fi, we're continuously surrounded by Wi-Fi and it can impact on our mental health. So it's really important that we spend that time in nature to, even gardening in your backyard, anything like that, to balance all that electromagnetic activity. We're always sitting at our computers.
Yep.
We've got Wi-Fi going 24/7 and I would recommend that you put a timer on your Wi-Fi modem to turn it off. Between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. while you're asleep. Yep.
Madness woman.
Yep. What else? Yoga is releases dopamine and helps balance the chemicals in the brain.
Yeah.
Same with meditation, even a 5-minute meditation. There's a really cool free app called Insight Timer. So Insight, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, Insight Timer. And there's thousands of different meditations on there, all for free, so you can go and pick you'd like to listen to at any time. Comedy, having a good laugh.
Yes.
Thinking, Steph, one of the things that I derive great joy at is making someone else happy. It's a very simple thing, and that's why we come in here at this hour of the day, isn't it, Brett and Phil?
Try to make all our listeners happy.
Mm. Yeah, so that gives me a buzz.
Oh, absolutely. And, the people who lead the most fulfilling lives are people who feel like they've made a contribution or made a difference to someone else. And, even small acts, random acts of kindness, highly, highly recommend.
Yeah, love them.
Leave a coin in the trolley when you go return it. Or
that's what I do all the time. When although the ones at Lara don't have the coins, but when I get the ones that do, I just leave it in there. $1 or $2 coin, who cares?
If you see an older woman struggling to put her shopping in the car, go over and just give her a hand. I just think we need to just randomly help each other out a lot more, and I think it'll make everyone feel a lot better.
Oh, look, it's just making me feel better already, Steph.
Yeah. Phone a friend, hang around with friends who are also uplifting. And just be mindful of the time you spend with friends who are just continuously always in drama and bringing you down and always about everything and negative Nellies.
Yes.
Negative Nellies.
Yeah, I've removed them from my life, Steph. Oh, I've made a very conscious effort of doing that.
Yep. Well, it's something that we all need. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
They're often needy and, you feel like you're letting them down if you walk away. But, we've got to look after ourselves. And if you can try and, change the conversation around, talk about something a bit.
First rule of first aid, Brett, is what?
What? What is it?
You do the first aid courses. Yeah. What's the first rule of first aid?
Look after yourself. You're the highest priority.
Yes, I love it. Good thinking, Steph. Loving that message.
Don't ask me questions like that on the without notice. I'll get confused.
No, it's very good. Now, Steph, the exercise part, What is a little message that perhaps could make what seems like a painful experience enjoyable? Is there quick little tips you have for that? Because exercise can be extremely rewarding once you get past that first step of thinking, this is going to hurt.
Well, you read my mind, Rob, because I was actually just going to say that, to have a community or a base of people that you can go to or that you can hang out with, is really critical factor in terms of people feeling good about themselves and about their lives.
Yep.
And to join a sporting club has, ticks all those boxes because there's a time specific time where you go along to training. If you're going to play cricket, or, you know, any table tennis. It doesn't have to be, you know, exercise doesn't have to hurt, and it doesn't have to be super, super strenuous.
No.
As long as your body's moving and, you know, you're having fun at the same time, you know, joining a club is, you know, can be fantastic. I'm not a big person for the gym, but to be part of a sporting club and, you know, to have the set training times that you go along to so that, you know everyone else is going to be there and, you know, you've got someone else sort of guiding the training, or there's a bit of a, you know, a bit of a team feel about what you're going to do. And then you have a bit of a laugh afterwards. Then it ticks all the boxes, because you've got, you know, you've got fun with other people. You've got the actual schedule where you have to go along, because if we just say, oh, I'm just going to start an exercise routine on my own, there's no accountability there. There's no reason
for you
to get out and do it.
Very true.
So that's why people love to have a personal trainer, you know, because of the accountability factor, because it's at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning till, you know, till 10, and it's at 3 till 4 on Thursday afternoon or whatever it is, and that's the time when you go out and exercise.
Mm. Even just going for a walk, Steph, around the suburbs with a friend, just go for a stroll.
Absolutely. Exercising with someone, I think I've mentioned it before. If you're exercising with someone as opposed to on your own, you go further, you go faster, and at the end, you report feeling less tired.
Mm.
One of our listeners has just texted in, Steph, wanting to know if darts is a sport.
Darts is a sport? Yeah, well...
Oh, Barry.
If you're having a laugh and you're not drinking too much alcohol with it, which is, you know,
counterproductive,
hand in hand, then...
it's a tick.
Why not?
Oh, well.
It's a tick, Baz.
Yep. You know, technically chess is a sport too, but...
Yeah.
Now, I just have a medical question, Steph. Hang on, no. Is there any specific
answer, Phil?
If there is there any positive breathing exercises for somebody that has lung problems?
There certainly is, and again, I'm not a medically qualified practitioner, but what I call belly breathing is actually a really powerful tool to help calm people if they're feeling a bit anxious. It actually sends a message to the brain to calm the brain down.
Where can I get a copy of those exercises?
Google.
I can tell you right now.
Oh, there we go.
Seconds. All you need to do is to put your hand just below your belly button.
Hello. Be careful.
And you breathe in to the count of four slowly. Then you imagine your whole lungs filling up all the way down to your hand. So you actually push your belly out right down to your hand.
Right.
Most of us breathe about a third or a quarter of our lungs fill up in every breath.
I think that's what his problem is. Mm. His lungs are only filling up about a quarter, and he's just short of being diagnosed of having COPD.
Mm.
Yeah. So I would highly recommend doing some. You can just, even if you Google deep breathing meditation, and it just fills up your lungs and it floods your body with oxygen, and that's why exercise is so good.
Mm.
When your body's flooded with oxygen because you're forced to take deep breaths as you're exercising, then it's like an instant hit.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, thanks for that, Steph.
Steph, we must away.
I need to give a quick put your hand up Australia.org.
Yes,
campaign.
I was going to mention that, but go on.
Oh, in Horsham this coming Sunday, if you want to get some more tips and tricks about managing your emotions and about getting through life, if you're feeling a bit lowly or not feeling great about yourself, get on to puthyourhandupaustralia.org. James and Kirsty are in Horsham this coming Sunday, and it is an event not to be missed by donation.
And they're at Anzac House today. You better get there in about half an hour.
Yes, starting at 8:30 this morning in the city. Fantastic.
Thanks, Steph. We must away. We'll speak to you very, very soon.
Bye.
Thanks, Steph.
Great advice by Steph. Absolutely wonderful stuff. We're going to talk about Put Your Hand Up Australia very, very soon. But we're going to head off to the news right now. You're on, 94.7 The Pulse.